الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صوموا يوم عاشوراء وخالفوا اليهود صوموا قبله يوما أو بعده يوما صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين The most respected friends, brothers and elders in Islam, with the grace and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the new Islamic year has commenced. 1447, and we currently in the Mubarak month of Muharram. The month of Muharram is among the Ashurul Hurum, the four sacred months in the Islamic calendar. And in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that after the month of Ramadan, the greatest month is the month of Muharram. The one who fasts in this month, in any day, throughout the month, Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward him with the fast of an entire month. The one who fasts for any day during this month, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant the person the reward of fasting an entire month. And the rewards of good deeds in this month and any month of the Ashurul Hurum, a person carries out good deeds, the good deeds will earn him more reward as compared to carrying out the good deed in any other time of the year. Similarly, if a person does any wrong or evil deed, then the sins also will be more intensified. So this is a very, very holy, a very, very auspicious, a very blessed and great month that we are in. And it is the first month in the Islamic calendar. Then the highlight of this month is Yom Ashura. The day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, is the highlight of this month. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the Mubarak hadith that apart from the reward which one will receive, an entire month's fast, for fasting on Yom Ashura, a person will get that fast. Apart from this, Allah Rabbul Izzat will forgive his 1 year of his past year's sins, Allah Pak will forgive if he fasts on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, apart from receiving the reward of fasting for the entire month. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned, Man wassa ala iyalihi yom ashura, that the person who he opens his heart and he spends on his family on the day of Ashura. In other words, that for that day you will fast and you will make iftar, and after iftar you will spend on your family, you will feed them well. That the one who spends on his family generously on the occasion of Ashura, after you open the fast, you spend on them, everybody eats together. On this day, make it different. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, وَسَّعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّائِرَ سَنَتِهِ, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant him barakah in his sustenance for the entire year. Great awliya and buzuganadeen mentioned that we had witnessed the barakah Allah granted us in our lives for practicing on this sunnah of Rasulullah s.a.w. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not eagerly wait for any occasion like how he waited for the occasion of Ashura. Of course, after the month of Ramadan. After Ramadan, there was no occasion that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited more eagerly than the occasion of Ashura. In other words, this occasion is such an auspicious, blessed and great occasion in the sight of Allah. A person can acquire so much on this occasion. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eagerly anticipated meeting this occasion and receiving the goodness on this occasion. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also encouraged the Sahaba to fast on the day of Ashura. The Sahaba's anticipation for this great day could be perhaps gauged by the fact that they wouldn't only fast but also encourage their children to fast. And young children, small, ages extremely small, that the Sahaba Ridwanullah and Ajmain also would encourage them until the child would fast and the child would become hungry, then they would give them some small toys made of wool, something made of wool, they would give it to the child, just to keep the child busy till the time of iftar. So much of importance and significance the Sahaba Ridwanullah and Ajmain gave that on this occasion, let alone the Sahaba, even the minor children were fasting. Then this occasion, respected friends, was an occasion on the day of Ashura, is such a great day, such a great day, that before the fast of Ramadan was made farz on this ummah, the fast of Ashura was made farz. Only when the fast of Ramadan became farz on the ummah, Allah Pak made the fast of Ashura sunnat, the farziyat no more remained. This occasion is among the very auspicious occasions, not only in this ummah. It is mentioned also in the previous ummahs also. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated and came to Madinah Munawwara on the occasion of Hijrat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found that the Jews of Madinah Munawwara were all fasting. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned them, inquired from them that, why are you people fasting on this day? So they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هذا يوم نجى الله موسى وبني إسرائيل من فرعون وقومه. That it was on this day that Allah Rabbul Izzat had freed, emancipated the Bani Israel, Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel from the tyranny and oppression of Firaun and his people. Allah Pak emancipated, Allah Pak freed them, Allah saved them on this day. وَأَغْرَقَ اللَّهُ فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمَهُ And Allah Pak drowned Firaun and all his people. The armies of Firaun all drowned. فَصَامَ مُوسَى شُكْرًا لِلَّهِ Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on this occasion he fasted to express thanks and gratitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat for this favor that Allah granted Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. So that is why when Musa alayhi salam, our Nabi, fasted on this occasion, we being the followers of Musa alayhi salam, the Yahud, the Jews, we also will fast on this day. How beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ وَفِي رِوَيْتِ نَحْنُ أَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ Our ties with Musa Islam is closer than you people. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted on the occasion of Ashura. The muhaddiseen explained, the narrations explain also, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before coming to Madinah Munawwara, during his stay in Makkah Mukarrama, his life in Makkah Mukarrama, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of Ashura, used to fast. And when he came to Madinah Munawwara, then he continued fasting. And he exhorted the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, encouraged them to also fast on this occasion. But at the end of Rasulullah's Mubarak life, so every year, so to say, we'd say that every year, Rasulullah at the occasion of Ashura, he fasted diligently. And he exhorted and encouraged Sahaba also to be fasting. Sahaba also fasted. But they kept only one fast. And that is the fast on the 10th. Only one fast they kept throughout the life of Rasulullah in Madinah Munawwara. But just before Rasulullah left the world, In the beginning of the 11th year, after the occasion of Ashura passed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to the Sahaba something very important. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the Sahaba and the Ummah that if I live for the coming year, this is the beginning of the 11th year after the occasion of Ashura. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentioned, if I'm alive in the coming year, then I will fast not one day, not Yom Ashura alone, I will fast 2 days in order to oppose the way of the Jews. And oh my Sahaba, you also, my Ummah also should oppose the Jews. Sumu Yom Ashura, fast on the occasion of Ashura the 10th. وَخَالِفُ الْيَهُودِ, but oppose the Jews. Sumu قَبْلَهُ يَوْمًا وَبَعْدَهُ يَوْمًا, fast one day before and one day after. So the Jews will be fasting one day. We would make it clear that we are different from the Jews. Our Islam is a pure, complete, perfect way of life. We don't have to adopt anything from the Jews, the Christians, the Mushrikeen, polytheists, or any other nation. Islam is complete. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave this command before passing away. Fast on the occasion of Ashura and make sure you oppose the Jews. How are you going to do that? You will fast one day before and one day after. So we are fasting 2 days, they will fast one day. They will fast one day, we will fast 2 days to show that we are on the path of Islam, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the way of Islam is totally distinct and totally different from every other ism, every other creed, and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way of Islam. So respected friends, this occasion of Muharram, the occasion of Ashura that is coming, Ashura will be next week Sunday. So we should fast Saturday, that's the 9th, and Sunday the 10th. Or Sunday the 10th and Monday the 11th. We should uphold the sunnah. And so much of reward Allah Pak has put this in this occasion. But respected friends, this occasion of Muharram, the occasion of Ashura, it brings many, many lessons together with it. Today we just want to discuss one very significant, important lesson that the month of Muharram and the occasion of Ashura brings with it. Something very, very, very pertinent, very, very relevant, very, very, very important for us. That what was the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he expressed it before leaving this world. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heartfelt desire is that his ummah oppose the ways of the kuffar, khaliful yahud, oppose the ways of the kuffar, the Jews, the Christians, the mushrikeen, and every other ism, oppose their ways. So when you're going to oppose their ways and you're going to hold on to Islam, this will be showing true gratitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat for the favor of Islam Allah granted us. You see, Allah Pak granted this ummah the greatest favors. No ummah of the past received so many favors that Allah Rabbul Izzat granted us. We have the greatest Nabi, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have the greatest kitab, Quran Majid. And we have the greatest shariat, the shariat of Islam. So how are we going to show Allah gratitude and thankfulness? How are we going to show Allah appreciation for these favors? The only way for us to show appreciation is to firmly hold on to Islam and oppose the ways of the Jews, Christians, polytheists, mushrikeen, and every other way. And in every department of our life, we will preserve our Islamic identity. So the occasion of Ashura, the occasion of Muharram comes to teach us the lesson of preserving our Islamic identity wherever we go, wherever we are, whether in our domestic lives, our social lives, economic lives, whichever spheres of life we are faced with, we'll ensure we uphold the path of Rasulullah sallam, the way of Rasulullah sallam, and we'll oppose the kuffar. Now if you look at it, the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallam, there are many, many incidents, many examples, many stories where Rasulullah sallam and the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in faced different situations, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam always taught them to preserve their Islamic identity and oppose the ways of the kuffar. Let's look at few things. Time is limited. Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala was a very famous Sahabi of Rasulullah sallam. Prior to embracing Islam, he was a Jewish rabbi, very, very learned scholar in the Jewish religion. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba migrated from Makkah Mukarramah, they came to Medina Munawwara. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, he came to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he witnessed all the signs of nubuwwat in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he embraced Islam. Together with him, there were a few other of his friends, or other Jews also embraced Islam. So one day Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu with certain of his friends who were previously Jews, now Muslims, Sahaba, they sat together and they began to discuss. So what was the discussion revolving around? So they said that, you see, Alhamdulillah, Allah granted us now the favor of Islam. We all Muslims. We have the final Nabi. So they began to discuss, Allah granted us Islam. But in our previous religion, being Jews, there were certain very important aspects that related to our previous religion. Something that was very important to us. Among the important things in the Jewish religion, in Judaism, is the Sabbath. The Saturday. Yom al-Sabt. So how in Islam we have, our big day is Friday. Their big day is Saturday. So they said that we should always revere, respect and honor the Sabbath, the Saturday. Now that we Muslims, we honor the Friday. But there's no prohibition in Islam from honoring the Saturday. Islam didn't prohibit us from honoring the Saturday. So what we'll do is that we'll honor the Friday and we'll also honor the Saturday. So we'll get the best of both religions. Then in Judaism, among the important things that the commandments, the injunctions of that religion, is that camel meat and camel milk was not permissible. We should refrain from it. Now that we became Muslims, we can consume camel meat, we can drink camel milk. But now, out of consideration and respect for our previous religion, let us now refrain from eating camel meat, drinking camel milk. We'll regard it permissible. Not that we'll regard it impermissible, but at least now, we will be showing respect to Judaism. We'll be showing respect to our previous religion. And that religion also is the religion of a Nabi, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. All these laws came in the Torah, came down by the Nabi. So we will regard camel milk, camel meat as halal, but we'll refrain from it in consideration for our previous religion. So we'll get the best of both religions, the best of Islam and the best of Judaism. So this was the discussion that was going around among Abdullah bin Salam and the Jews. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent down Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. Oh, you believe. Enter into the religion of Islam in totality. Completely, in totality. Wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. Do not follow the footsteps of shaytan. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Indeed, shaytan is an open enemy to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran came to him. Rasulullah informed Abdullah bin Salam and his companions, his friends, that this is the command of Allah. You cannot mix Islam with any other culture, way of life and religion. Islam is complete and perfect, comprehensive in every nature. We do not need to adopt from other religions. As though Islam is incomplete, we're suffering from an inferiority complex. That we need to wear this type of clothing. We need to conduct in this way in our businesses. We need to adopt from this culture. That no, Islam is complete. Islam is complete. Allahu Akbar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Lo kana Musa hayyan, Musa al-Islam was alive today, lama wasi'ahu illa tibai." He would also have no option but to follow me. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba migrated from Makkah Mukarramah, they came to Medina Munawwara. Then the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam built was the masjid. Rasulullah was concerned about building a masjid. But there was no formal way of calling people to the masjid. The azan was not yet revealed by Allah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mashra with the Sahaba how to call people to the masjid. They would come to perform salah in the masjid, Sahaba, at different times. So certain Sahaba would come at this time. After a little while, more Sahaba would come in Jamaat. They would be performing different times. Rasulullah Sallallahu burning desire with the ummah should unite upon one salah at one time in the masjid. So he asked the Sahaba, what should we do? So some Sahaba mentions, let us burn a fire. We'll burn the fire. When the smoke goes up, people now would know that it's a time of salah. They all come to the masjid. Rasulullah did not accept this whatever they suggested, this suggestion, Rasul didn't accept it. Because this was a resemblance with the fire worshippers. Then some sahaba said, no, you know, let us blow the horn. There's a certain horn, you blow it, and a lot of noise. Rasulullah said that, no, we cannot accept. This is the way of the Jews. Then some sahaba said, let's strike sticks, you know, like how they have bells, they strike sticks and a noise. Rasulullah said, this is the way of the Christians, you know. We cannot adopt the way of the Christians, the way of the Jews, the way of the fire worshippers. We can't do this. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showed one sahabi a dream. In the dream, he was taught the azan. He came to Rasulullah, inna la ru'ya haq. This is a truthful dream. It's a true dream from Allah. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah that this will be the azan of Islam. Allahu Akbar. This will be. So Rasulullah did not want the ummah to utilize those methods to call people to the places of worship which the Jews, Christians, polytheists and mushrikeen adopt. How will Rasulullah be happy that his ummah emulate the Christians and the Jews and the mushrikeen in spreading and propagating Islam via the television, via the YouTube videos, and these haram methods of propagating and promoting Islam that we find today has become armed. These people spread their own religion. They filth, their haram and their wrong agendas, they spread it in the world via this. And today we find the ummah of Rasulullah is sunken into this, yeah, is drowning into these things. On the occasion of Ashura, we remember the golden advice that Rasulullah mentioned, Khaliful Yahud, oppose the Jews, oppose the non-believers, hold on to Islam firmly. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he taught us, Rasulullah said, Khalifuqin, Oful Luha Wahfu Shawarib, grow a long sunnat beard and trim your mustaches. In the time of Rasulullah, it was the way of the mushrikeen that they would shave their beards and have long mustache. Rasulullah said, oppose them. This is the way of Islam. Brothers, this is the lesson of this, of Muharram, the lesson of Ashura, is that we have to thank Allah for the greatest gift He grants us, the greatest gift, the gift of Islam. If we are going to now leave Islam and adopt the other cultures of other nations, the religion and the ways of others, on the day of Qiyamah when you meet Rasulullah, how would Rasulullah meet us? Will he be happy to meet us? He won't be happy. May Allah Pak give me an all tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.